Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Hey, welcome to Politics by Faith. I want to give you a special edition here on the TV show on the First TV, which you can watch on DirecTV and Roku and Apple TV and where else? Pluto TV, and just go to thefirsttv.com. We did a special where we had a DeSantis spokesperson and a Trump spokesperson, and I asked tough questions to each side as if I were a supporter of the other candidate just to see how they would respond. And it was great, but also caused anxiety, especially we just started this race and I'm already getting anxiety about the whole thing. So this was the last segment we did, and then we talk about the posture that we should take, that I want to try to take moving forward here, and hopefully it's helpful to you. Enjoy. Let me take a quick break here and tell you about our first sponsor. It's the Public Square app. Listen, we all know about Target right now. It's like, I want to boycott, but I also need to buy clothes. I need to buy toothpaste. I need to do that. Where do I go? This is it. Public Square. Totally free download. Start small. Hit near me. Coffee. And it'll give you a coffee shop that's not Starbucks. It'll give you a coffee shop owned by people who share your values. Enough doing business with people who hate you. Enough doing business with people who have t-shirts with pictures of Satan on it, for the love of Pete. Enough doing business with people who sell bathing suits for girls with enough room for a peanut. What are we talking about here? This is insane. Get out, Public Square app, and you can do business with good people who are sick of this stuff just like you are. PublicSQ.com, you can scroll down to the bottom of their website and see the five values that every business owner must agree with in order to be featured on the app, and download the app for free and start doing business with people who share your values. Public Square app. Welcome back to our special Trump versus DeSantis. I have a podcast called Politics by Faith, and part of the point is to tone down the anxiety that we have in our political world. So here's just some preliminary thoughts as we embark on this process together. Can't we all just get along? I get it. The spokespeople from each side, it's not a little fun little tickle fight they're having. They mean business. And they have every good reason to take out the other guy. They got donors to answer to. There's money on the line. It's like, this isn't a little fun trip to Disneyland. They're doing their job. But might I suggest that if you're attacking the other guy, you might not be helping your guy as much as you think you are. In the end, we're on the same team. It's a primary. It's a primary. I've been very discouraged by the infighting I saw even on day one. Because the conversation is led by the extremes, the people who love their guy and hate the other guy. So then the rest of us are being led to hate one of them as well, or hate both of them, and I don't hate either of them. So what should we do? What should our posture be moving forward in a perfect world. And one word in particular comes to mind. Before I tell you that word, let me make this point first. I've been thinking a lot about this, especially as we're like about to embark on this journey, like full steam ahead, dive head first. Should Christians be involved in this process? And I believe the answer is...
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Yes. Daniel was a captive in Babylon. And he said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by practicing righteousness." Daniel didn't say, as many Christians have convinced themselves to neuter themselves, "Oh, king, I don't want to impose my morals on your ways. It's the Babylon kingdom. Who am I to say? Follow your heart. Okay, I believe these things over here, but I'm going to keep it to me, and you do your thing over there." Like, no. Daniel said, "Break off your sins by practicing righteousness." God speaks of righteous nations. Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation. There are many ways to create a righteous nation, through culture and government. Government clearly has a role. I think culture is more important, but government clearly has a role. And we've been surrounded by wicked leadership, which was warned in Proverbs 28:12. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, people hide themselves. That's an old-timey way of saying, watch out. When the wicked rise, watch out. I'm telling you, if Christians are silent about the great moral issues of our day, then where will the moral standards come from? They'll come from people who we definitely don't want in charge. And I'll also say that we are called to pray for our leaders. 1 Timothy 2 says, "I urge that prayers and thanksgivings be made to all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." And that's the word. That leads me to my challenge for the next year and a half, however long it is, until November 2024. First through the primary and then through the general. Can I navigate this in a dignified way? Can we as a people, can we as a nation, can we as Republicans, conservatives, can we navigate this in a dignified way? Probably not. Probably won't happen. The Greek definition of dignity is the characteristic of a thing or person which entitles to reverence and respect. I don't want to attack people. I don't want to attack fellow conservatives for disagreements on how we assess an issue. If you think Trump can win and I don't, I'm not going to call you an idiot. I'm going to listen to your argument. If you think only DeSantis can win and I don't think he has a chance, I'm not going to call you an idiot. We have to be people who can hear each other out. We're on the same team. As I mentioned in the first segment, I'm glad DeSantis cut out the media from his announcement. One of the problems with going through CNN and the media is that they only want a battle amongst conservatives. They want conservatives to just keep knocking at each other and take us all out. I don't want that. I don't want an angry battle between conservatives. That's what they want us to have. I don't want to be a part of really just like, it was depressing. The forces at play on Twitter who are going at each side. And I was just like, I don't want anything to do with that. And I hope here at least we can stay above that fray and just find not only the best man for the job, but the man who's going to win. We need to win. So what do we do? I'll end with some stoic wisdom. Marcus Aurelius said, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, And then he said, stop letting your emotions override what your mind tells you. Stop being hypocritical, self-centered, irritable. He goes, he's like, you see how few things you got to do to live a satisfying and reverent life? The point of this is just focus on the task in front of us. Focus on the task in front of us with our mind, not our emotions. Let's focus on the task in front of us and what's in our control. And that is how we act and how we react. And the left, and even some people in the Republican Party, they want you to lose your emotion. They want you to just like, or lose your mind, I should say, and only act on emotion. Don't let them win. We have to stay focused like a man on what's in front of us, and that's what's in our control. Epictetus says, let us make use of what is in our power and let the rest as it happens. What's in our control? And really, that's just our behavior and our posture. And can we do this in a dignified way as much as possible? So the men and the one woman who are running for president, make your case. We'll hear you. May the best candidate win. Then we'll move on to the next stage and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But let's focus on this primary. Let's be dignified. Let's be humble. Let's be curious. Let's enjoy the process. It's fun. It's important. And let's hope we can go to the general election stronger than we are now. Trump versus DeSantis. What a ride it's going to be. Mike Slater, spread the word. Quick time out from the special here to tell you about Patriot Gold Group. So grateful for these guys. We did a great special the other day on the reserve currency. It's something that I've been hearing more about. I didn't really understand what is a reserve currency. Well, it used to be a thing that was backed in gold. We're not backed in gold. We don't have that anymore. We don't have gold. We don't have gold reserves. So what is our dollar now? Well, it's nothing. Okay, well, what if we keep spending into obliviousness? We just keep spending forever and our dollar becomes worthless. What then? Well, China's preparing for that. China's been buying more gold than ever. Central banks around the world buying more gold than ever. What are they doing? What do they know that we don't? Well, the good news is we have access to gold too. You can buy it. You can buy it from Patriot Gold Group like I did. 1-888-617-617. 6122. So China can buy all the gold, Saudi Arabia can buy all the gold, and you can buy some gold. See if it's a wise thing for your family. Get a free investor guide. Give them a call, 1-888-617-6122. Good people. They call their company Patriot Gold Group for a reason. And Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer now 6 years in a row and counting. 1-888-617-6122. PatriotGoldGroup.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.